Google faces more legal action today. 38 states announced they're suing the tech giant for abusing its dominant position in online searches. And just yesterday, another lawsuit alleged Google acted as a monopoly on the online ad market. That suit also includes the claim that Google colluded with Facebook to freeze out competitors. NPR business correspondent Shannon Bond joins us for more on that lawsuit. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there.
First off, let's note that Google, Facebook, and Apple are among NPR's financial supporters. Explain the latest lawsuit. What does it claim Google's doing to dominate online advertising?
Right. Well, I think probably everybody knows that ads are a big business for Google. I mean, it made $135 billion almost from ads last year. But behind every ad that shows up on your smartphone or on your computer, you know, for the ad to sort of go from the advertiser to show up in front of you, there's this complicated chain of technology. And the attorneys general in this case are saying Google is the biggest player in every link in that chain. So here is how Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's leading this effort, here's how he put it.
If the free market were a baseball game, Google positioned itself as the pitcher, the batter, and the umpire.
So in this analogy, you know, that advertising is a game, Google is playing on both sides. It's helping publishers sell ad space, it's helping advertisers buy that space, and it's calling the shots. It's acting as the umpire. And the AGs say that Google, you know, is using that power to overcharge advertisers and box out its competitors. And there's also another allegation in this lawsuit that it treated one competitor differently, Facebook. It accuses Google of essentially colluding with Facebook. It says the two companies cut an illegal deal to manipulate the online ad market, which is a pretty explosive charge.
So what do the states want Google and Facebook to do about it? What do they say would repair the problem?
Well, this lawsuit just takes on Google, even though Facebook is mentioned in it. The states are asking for a jury trial. They want Google to pay damages. And they're also suggesting that it be forced to change its ways. Now, they didn't get into details here, but the lawsuit talks about structural relief, which are sort of changes that could involve selling off parts of its business or making it, you know, stop doing certain things. So that will remain to be seen by court. But, you know, they'll definitely push for, you know, for them to rein their behavior to be reined in.
And how about Facebook and Google? What are they saying in response?
Well, Google says these claims are meritless. It says it will defend itself in court. You know, it points to evidence of a competitive market. It says, you know, look, ad prices have fallen. The prices for these ad technology tools have declined. And so, you know, there's lots of competition out there. And Facebook declined to comment on this lawsuit.
Google and Facebook were already facing other antitrust lawsuits. Could you remind us what those are and how this legal action by these attorneys general fit in with them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a sort of a scorecard we have to be keeping. These companies are under so much scrutiny right now. So back in October, the Justice Department sued Google over its search business. There's also another group of attorneys general that are investigating the search business, and a lawsuit on that is expected very soon. And just last week, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and more than 40 states accused Facebook of dominating its rivals in social media, buying them up or making it really hard for them to compete. So, you know, they are kind of getting scrutiny and pressure from all sides right now.
And really, the big tech companies are going after each other as well. Facebook is publishing a full page ad in major newspapers today that claims Apple's new iPhone operating system would change the Internet as we know it for the worse. What's this all about?
Right. So this is a fight over, you know, what would normally be fairly like arcane privacy settings on iPhones. So Apple is putting in this place this new policy that would essentially limit personalized ads that are based on user data. It would make it that apps would have to get users to consent to share their data. And Facebook says this would be really harmful, not just to itself. I mean, Facebook sells a lot of advertising, but to small businesses that use these kind of personalized ads to find, you know, the most likely customers. And so, you know, this is just kind of a challenge and a fight that has blown up. And it's really, you know, at the time when they're both under fire over anti-competitive practices, Apple is also under investigation. And it's been sued by some app developers for the grip it wields on its app store. And you know, this is kind of Facebook wading into that fight, seeing Apple as a really ripe target here.
NPR Shannon Bond, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.